Here's a mind-blowing statistic that caught my attention. There are 2.3 billion Christians worldwide, spread across 45,000 denominations, yet most of their digital resources remain locked in isolated silos. Today, we're exploring how technology might finally bridge these ancient divides.
That's such a striking contrast. We live in the most connected era of human history, yet religious communities often operate like digital islands. What's causing this disconnect?
Well, it comes down to this fascinating problem of fragmentation. Churches are juggling multiple disconnected systems, one for donations, another for streaming, another for community management, while amazing resources sit unused just miles away.
So it's like having dozens of libraries, but no card catalog system to help people find what they need across all of them.
Exactly. And here's where the story gets interesting. This British entrepreneur looked at this fragmentation and thought, what if we could create a digital backbone for the entire Christian community? Not just another app, but a comprehensive infrastructure.
You know what that reminds me of? The way ancient trade routes once connected religious communities across vast distances. Only now we're talking about digital resources instead of physical ones.
That's a brilliant comparison. And they're approaching it like building a digital marketplace where three different groups interact. Churches sharing resources, individuals accessing content, and developers building new tools.
So like a faith-focused version of LinkedIn meets Airbnb meets Shopify, how do they handle the incredible diversity of beliefs and practices?
That's one of the most fascinating challenges they're tackling. They've built flexible systems that can accommodate different denominational approaches while maintaining enough standardization to make everything work together. And get this, they're using microservices architecture that can scale globally.
The technical complexity must be enormous. I mean, you're dealing with everything from tiny rural churches to massive global ministries.
And here's what makes it even more interesting. They're focusing on network effects. Every new church that joins makes the platform more valuable for everyone else. They're seeing strong traction with three main groups: mid-sized churches overwhelmed by tech, global ministries wanting to scale, and content creators seeking better distribution.
That's fascinating. But what about the financial side? Many churches struggle just to keep the lights on.
Well, that's where their unique approach comes in. Unlike typical tech startups chasing venture capital valuations, they've developed a tiered pricing model starting with free plans for smaller churches. They're explicitly taking what they call a stewardship approach, rather than a profit-first mindset.
Like building a digital cathedral instead of a quick flip startup. That's quite different from the usual Silicon Valley playbook.
Exactly right. And you know what's particularly intriguing? They're gathering unprecedented data about how faith communities engage with digital resources. This could revolutionize how churches understand their impact and effectiveness.
Though I imagine that raises some serious privacy and ethical considerations when dealing with sensitive faith-based information.
You know, that's one of the most delicate balances they're trying to strike. They're building systems for peer review and reputation management, similar to academic networks, while being careful not to become gatekeepers.
It sounds like they're really trying to solve root problems rather than just symptoms.
That's actually one of their core principles. Along with building bridges instead of walls and prioritizing stewardship over scale. They're not just trying to build faster or bigger tools. They're attempting to fundamentally change how religious communities collaborate.
Looking at the bigger picture, this could be a fascinating case study in how technology either reinforces or breaks down silos in any kind of community.
And that's really the heart of this story. It's about using modern technology to solve ancient problems of community and connection. Sometimes the most innovative solutions come from asking fundamental questions about how we can work together better.
Well, it will certainly be interesting to see if they can maintain that vision while scaling to serve such a diverse global community.
Indeed. And that's what makes this such a compelling experiment to watch unfold. They're not just building another app. They're trying to create digital infrastructure that could fundamentally change how religious communities collaborate in the modern world.